Hello.
Yes, good day. May I please speak with David?
This is David.
Hi, David. My name is Celine, and I am from Web Services at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Yeah. Highly irritated, but hopefully we can fix that.
Absolutely. I do apologize for all of the heckle. So I do have one very important question. When you got your Microsoft package, did you got it through GoDaddy? Or it was directly through Microsoft? Did you buy a Microsoft package on Amazon or something like that?
When I originally started the email address, I started it directly through Microsoft. So first I established the domain through Microsoft, bought it from them, then had my email. Then later I had someone who I know that's a web designer design the website through GoDaddy.
Oh, okay. So you should have then your email list host through, you access your email through Outlook, right?
I say that last part?
When you open your email, you open it through the Outlook?
Outlook, correct.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So are you in front of the computer? Can you open your Outlook? Okay, we're going to go to settings.
Okay, so I'm in my Outlook. The settings are in the upper right-hand corner, just the little star thing. Okay,
yeah,
I'm in the settings.
The little wheel. Okay, so on the settings, you should have like a magnifying glass to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Just put DNS, and let's see what it appears.
DNS.
Yes.
The only thing that comes up is distribution groups, display, contacts by, translation. You're saying as in David, Nicholas, Sam.
Yes. David, yeah. Nicholas, and Sam.
Yeah.
So, and if you do a search for MX, like Michael and X, as it was formerly known as Twitter.
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. So, okay, but you access through Outlook.
I'm literally in Outlook right now as we speak.
Yeah. Give me 1 second to see it with them because I'm just here as we mainly use Google. Is a different kind of search that needs to be done. Just I'm looking through your own domain on GoDaddy, and there are no any records in there. So that's what I wanted to know. If you actually, so it was the other way around. You have first that, and then you go GoDaddy.
Correct.
Okay, where can I find? So, and in settings, you have domains in there? It doesn't show you the option for domains?
No, I mean...
No.
I am completely uncomputer savvy. I don't know how to do any of this. That's why I hired you guys. So, like, yeah, you're asking someone who doesn't know anything.
No, don't worry. That's why I wanted you to actually be in front of the computer, and I just could guide you like where to click, for me to be able to see it, because that's the thing. As it's originated from Microsoft, you should have like a Microsoft 365 admin account.
Yes, right. That's exactly right.
Exactly. So if you can access your admin center for the Microsoft 365, you know how to get to there?
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Let me just see something real quick. Okay, now, hold on. I have so many things open on my computer. Let me just close this stuff down so that I can get organized.
Don't worry. Take your time. There is no rush.
Well, there is a bit of a rush because this whole situation, I lost out on a $15,000 roof yesterday because I didn't get emails. So it's a big deal.
Oh.
And this has to get taken care of immediately. Okay, I'm in Microsoft 365.
Perfect.
I'm looking
now,
at it. Okay.
Now go to settings in there. Okay, look for settings. And it should show you domains.
It doesn't.
It doesn't show you the domain.
All I see is other, third party notice. I see language and time zones, password, contact preferences. I don't see anything about domains here.
Okay.
But I was getting my emails, 50 of them a day, as of up till the day before yesterday when you guys took over. So you guys did something.
Yeah, what we do is we point the name server for your domain towards our design. So the it's very technical, sorry. Exactly. So
yeah.
We just changed something. It's a record on your GoDaddy, which is where is your domain, to be able to point to our design. But because I was not aware that there were an email attached to that, we don't tend to do that until we have those MX records, because your email fails because of that. The domain is pointing to a different direction, and we didn't add those Michael X records that we need to actually the email to stop, to not stop working. So I know that you've been very, very patient, and I do appreciate that. Please do allow me 5 minutes. I'm going to do a little more of a deep research to see if I go into the dark web, more or less, I can get those records, and I will call you back in 5 minutes.
Okay?
We are going to get this one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye.